Yeah. No. And I was like, yeah, can you just, yeah, explain it to me. Like,
literally how?
Literally how? Hello, everyone. I am back after an extended and inadvertent time away. I was, I was traveling for a few weeks. I was sick for a little bit. I got a new cat. I had no shortage of technical troubles and a lot of existential questions around what this project is and what am I doing. There's this balance that I'm trying to find between like producing stuff regularly and learning and actually producing something that I'm proud of or that is good. And there's sort of a real tough balance between like releasing a song a week and releasing something that I'm actually like excited about, which is fine if the process is just about me learning, but I also sort of want it to be about me producing stuff that I'm proud of and that is good, but that is very much at odds with just like getting something done every week. So I don't really have a solution. I'm still trying to figure it out. And I was wrestling with that a lot over the last couple of weeks. But anyways, I'm back. I have a song today. I'll say a little bit about it, then I'll play it, and then I'll sort of recap afterwards, like what I thought. My review of the song, I guess, is the best way to put it. I decided to add a lot more talking to this because I was doing all of the processing in the blog posts that are associated with the podcast, and my brother was like, you should talk on this. So I thought I would just try and see how it goes. Anyways, this song today, the rhythm pattern is like a lot of the songs that I write. It was just something that was in my head while I was walking around one day. I was walking down Windsor Street, and this rhythm was just like in my head. And I noticed myself singing it, so I just recorded it into my phone, and then it became sort of the basis of the song. I would happily sort of like hear arguments that this is a terrible way to write music, but it is one that I seem to rely on a lot, so who knows? I was trying for the second time to do something without a lot of really strong chord progressions. I really am interested in ideas of songs that are very sort of like, I want to say repetitive, I want to say monotonous, but really like what I mean is like not chord pattern based, finding different ways to make songs that are sort of different from the way, you know, most like US based pop music has been for the last like, you know, 1,000 years or whatever. You can judge for yourself how successful it is. So I was trying to do that. Another focus of my learning is like still on EQing vocals and making them sound good. I'm trying to think if there was anything else I was trying to like work on or learn this week. I can't think of anything. Really, like the main thing was just like get something done, stop not doing everything every week, get back on the process of releasing something every week, or at least every other week or something. So that's what I did. And here's the song. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you.
was a blood test. When what your heart heard, your ghost guessed.
Okay, well, if you listen to that, I'm so sorry. That was a garbage song for garbage people. I am going to force myself to sort of like think about it objectively in terms of like what worked and what didn't. The best part of that song, I would say, I like how the harmonies came out. I like a lot of the sound choices. Not that I programmed any of the sounds in that at all, but I like some of the way the sounds work together. I like the way that a lot of the atonal sort of like rhythm stuff is mixed, is sort of, there's actually like five or six different kind of like atonal sounds kind of like piled into that one like repeated rhythm. I like that. I don't like just about everything else about the song. I think the lyrics are definitely the worst part. The singing is the worst part. I'm really struggling to figure out like what is my singing range and like what is a way to sing that like sounds good for me. I believe somewhere deep inside I have the ability to sing, but I haven't actually like proven that to myself at this point. So who knows? My cat is freaking out in the background. If you hear any noises, that's what that is. If I had to give this this song an award, I would give it the award for best use of a semi-forgotten Gerard Maren Lee Hopkins poem. A lot of the lyrics from this song are stolen, pulled, lifted from a poem, one of my favorite poems called Spring and Fall by Gerard Maren Lee Hopkins. I just like, I struggle every week to like write actual lyrics and I don't know what to do about it, like because the lyrics shouldn't be the point. Because I'm just trying to like learn all this stuff. But every week I get hung up on like trying to write something that doesn't sound like totally ridiculous. And I'm so bad at it. And I don't know what to do about that. Evidenced in this song by the fact that I just like sort of repeated the verses twice rather than having to write two verses. Also, I guess like one of the other things that I liked in the interest of sort of experimenting in the interest of saving time is the chorus vocals is only like they're only sung once, but then I just kept looping them over and over and over. So that saved a lot of time and energy. So that was good. I don't like this song doesn't have a bass line really. And I just like was like, whatever, who cares? I really don't like songs with a really sort of like where the drums are sort of like in a really swung rhythm like that is. I really like a much more straight time kind of beat, but there was nothing to be done about that. Mixing vocals wise, I think it went okay, but I really was like towards the end, I was really just more abandoning it than finishing it. I was like, enough already. Let's just be done with this song and get it out into the world. So, yeah, overall, I guess like, the other song that I did like early on that was like more about atonal rhythm, I can't even remember like the name of it, but it was much worse than this one. So I guess like I will give myself a C+ for not sucking so bad as I did that last time. But if I was going to redo any parts of this, I don't think I would redo any of this. I think I would just never think about this song again. The goal of what we're doing here is progress, not perfection. So hopefully we made progress because we definitely didn't reach perfection. That's it. I gotta go. I will talk to everybody later. Thanks for listening. Bye.